Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When God seems very small to you, when he doesn't seem like a big God, when you are not able to see through the fog of your own sorrow and circumstances that he is sovereign and in control, you're not going to want to invest in your spiritual health, and you're just going to kind of do the equivalent of sitting on the couch and eating spiritual junk food. And sadly, that's where many of us find ourselves at a certain time in life. And I think that's where the American church writ large sees itself now. You know, we're in a context, this is the month of June 2015, when we're waiting for a Supreme Court decision on marriage, for example, and many of us believe that it's not going to go well. This is a great litmus test for us. Maybe that seems far away, but I know a lot of Christians are concerned about this country, and they rightly should be. But here's the thing. Even if that decision or any other decision goes in the worst possible way, we have every conceivable reason to trust and love God and serve him boldly.
Well, you even say that our lack of boldness is directly connected to our failure to see the power of God and to risk everything in this world to gain him. We're not going to risk everything in this world to gain him if we don't see the power of God. So speak to that. If someone says, okay, you got me. I don't sense, I don't see, I don't understand the power of God. What advice do you have?
Well, you know, what a great question. I would go back to the early chapters of Matthew. I would go back to the early chapters of John. And you don't have the Bible saying there, okay, listen, guys, when Jesus came around, the disciples had to make a momentary calculation that they were either going to fully entrust him with every single thing they had and literally walk away from everything they'd ever known and follow him or not. You have this very spare and sparse account in both Matthew's gospel and John's gospel of Jesus coming up to these fishermen, famously, and saying just two words, follow me. When Jesus said that, he was giving them a worldview. He was giving these future disciples and apostles a worldview. In other words, he was training them in the essence of the Christian life, which is to say, following God without any preconditions, without any pre-qualification. Let me check you out, Jesus. Let me see if you actually are the Messiah. I'm just going to submit you to a six-month credit check process, and then I'll determine if you are actually worth following. None of that. All of a sudden, Jesus showed up, follow me. And they followed him. Long story short, they followed him. That is an episode in the Gospels that is not only for them, you know, an interesting historical fact of how Jesus kicked off his band of followers following him, but it's also a worldview for us. It indicates that we are supposed to recognize that every day we're confronted with Jesus afresh. Every day he invites us to follow him anew in all the storms and trials and adventures of life, and we have the same privilege they had in literally walking after pursuing the Lord of heaven and earth. And if we'll recapture some of that spirit from those biblical accounts and recognize it's not only for them, but it's for us, I think we're going to find Jesus far more interesting than worldly things, which is a major problem for so many Christians.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.